UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Rehabilitation works underway at the Red Rose Fish Market in downtown Kingston forms part of the redevelopment project for the city. Fish vendors, consumers, and tourists are set to benefit from the improved facility upon completion. Find out more on this week's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Significant work is being completed in the downtown Kingston Market District, including the rehabilitation of the Red Rose Fish Market by NF Barnes Construction. The repair works include the construction of a new roof, vendor stall areas and fish storage compartments, fencing and other repairs.
It will be a place that persons can come and buy sea products in a healthy, environmentally friendly area. It will be equipped with disabled access.
Architect at UDC, Junior Thompson. The ongoing work has resulted in the relocation of the current vendors, while a brand new covered facility is being constructed adjacent to the site.
I will be feeling very comfortable in the new building because, remember, no rain waiting again. We are in a good shelter and it will uplift the community.
Fish vendor Varoness Chin. The project precedes further development earmarked for the Jubilee Market, both of which are funded through a grant from the Petro-Caribe Development Fund.
We're renovating. Modernizing these markets so it will fit in well with the development of downtown Kingston. The market district has a lot of economic activities happening in there, so we're creating facilities that are first world in nature with modern facilities, modern amenities in the spaces that persons can freely leave from uptown and come and shop downtown.
The upgrade of the market district forms part of the ongoing Downtown Kingston at Port Royal Redevelopment 2030 plan, as the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, works with local and international partners and investors to facilitate the process.
We have partnered with the UDC to do a complete renovation of the fish market to provide a more enabling environment for both the fish vendors and our customers that support the fish vendors. Overall vision ultimately is to encourage and welcome more persons to come and shop and do business downtown. And to do that, we are providing a better environment for all partners. It allows better flow, it allows for better traffic management, it allows for better safety and security.
Commercial Services Manager, Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, Gary Robotham. Digicel, for example, partnered with the UDC and the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, to develop the market district through the reconstruction and upgrade of stalls in the Coronation Market. The UDC also developed the Pecan Street Car Park to boost parking capacity around the market district. Over the last few years, there has been gradual physical transformation in the downtown area, led by multinational corporations such as Digicel and Grace Kennedy. Both companies have opted to establish their corporate headquarters in downtown Kingston on property sold by the UDC. The UDC sees downtown Kingston as the ideal location for work, home, leisure, culture, and entertainment, and continues to make development happen in the area. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC works with a number of key stakeholders, agencies in the development process to include the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, National Works Agency, National Environment and Planning Agency, Ministry of National Security and National Water Commission? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.